Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning into the broadcast today. Last week, we preached A Merry Heart Doeth Good Like a Medicine, part one. This is part two. And we have a lot more funny stories to share with you today. The world's going crazy. You know it is. And we need to grab hold of the joy of the Lord. You know, crazy. I mean, in this world, slap nuts. But this here will help you to get through it. And if you're sick, it'll help you get healed. Because a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. So let's go right now into part two of this very familiar message. People love it. They ask for it all the time. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Get ready to be healed. You're going to get healed right now. I'm believing it. You're going to laugh that sickness right off your body. Watch this.
So when it comes to balancing things, I got a problem. Kathy wanted me to go skating. She said, you want to take me skating, Jesse? No, I didn't want to take her skating because I didn't know how to skate. You look, you're trying to be cool as a teenager. And you got little kids skating around. You say, come on, fat boy, you can make it. You know, and all that kind of stuff. And here's this girl that you dated, man. She just... So I put them skates on. And it wasn't like these beautiful skating rings. The guy had them old skating rings with those wooden floors. Anybody remember that? They used to have those big old Masonite blade fans in the corner. So I said, I wanted to be cool. So I was holding on there. Kathy said, you don't know how to skate. I said, no, but I'll learn. Then you got this guy with a whistle. Come on, move. Get your hand off the rail. So I take it off, wham, and hit the ground. And he didn't care if you hit the ground. Storm was blowing. Then it took me a long time to get back up and grab that rail. And Kathy would come. You want me to help you? No, I can do it. I said, how do you stop? They said, well, just put your foot forward in that little rubber stop. I did both of them at the same time. What up? What up? I hit the ground twice hard on them old wooden floors. So, but I was still trying to get it. The storm was blowing, boy. And them kids just going around, ha, 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 ha. One time I fell and I caught one and slapped him as I went down. I still have enjoyed that slap, and that's been almost 30 years ago. Or not that long, 20-something years ago. Well, finally I got to going, storm blowing. Well, I got going down good, but how do you turn? And some kid pushed me, and I went, and I'm heading straight for the fan. The fan, the big old Masonite blade fans with no screen, just blowing to keep air. I ran into the fan. I couldn't stop. I went, And as I was going, I went into the fan. The rail broke, and I went into the fan and caught the blades. Thank God they wasn't going. And all of a sudden, the fan going, blue smoke coming out the fan. Here come the whistle guy. Turn it loose. No, that thing will eat my lunch if I turn it loose, Jack. I burnt the fan up. They had to shut the skating ring down to get me out the fan. Is that right, Kathy? Storm was blowing. What are you laughing at me for? You probably did it too. What are you saying? I wanted to get out. I finally got out the fan. I had cuts on my hands. I burnt the fan up. Everybody said, you burnt the fan up. You burnt the fan. I wanted to throw them in the fan anyway. The storm was blowing. You know what Kathy made me do? Come here. Give me your hand. Come on. Faith walk continues. And it wasn't long. Took a long time to turn the curve. Just hit the wall till you could get to the next straightaway. And I'm still not good with balance. John Copeland took me yesterday, the day before. He said, you want to work out with me? Yeah, I'll do that. Man, so I'm a jogger, you know, and I'm out there jogging. John says, hey, Jerry, hey, Brother Jesse, God, you ever done one of them Noradic tracks? I think I said, look at John. I'll kill him. I said, yeah, I'll give it a shot, John. I get on that thing. He said, now all you got to do is this. That is not true. I wanted to say, John, carest thou that we perish? I got on the thing, foop, my feet slipped out, and hey, John going like this. Laughing at me. I'm going, John, help me. He said, pull your feet back. I can't, John. My feet were under me. I said, I can't, John. I can't. And John thought, he's going. Finally got me out that apparatus. I said, John, you do it. So John gets on it. He says, look, this is real simple. You got it? Oh, yeah, I got it. Loud like a dog. Yeah, I got it. He said, okay, get on it. Foo! And John, same response. So I went home. I still hadn't learned to do that thing. I tried it by myself the other day, and the whole place was laughing at me. You know, for a few minutes, you didn't want to be saved. I wanted to turn around and say, y'all want some of me? Storm blowing. This is so simple. Really, the point of this is not getting weary and just keep walking. And if Jesus is not being disturbed by the storm, why should you?
No, you just tell it, no, you're going to do what I tell you to. See, that's how you lose weight. You quit being dictated by what the fleshly appetites say. You dictate to the flesh. I ain't saying it's easy. If it was easy, everybody would do it. But diets don't work. Why? Because they got a terrible name. Diet. 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 It's not good. Because the minute you speak a thought, you know what I think about? The minute you think a thought of a diet, your body sends signals to it and says, famine! 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 Eat! 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 Store! Store! Store in the back where they can't see it! Store! Store! You, boy, don't say that word. Here's another word, fast. No! Eat! Hurry! Your body's saying famine's coming, it's cutting us off. Now, when you feed your body too much, you know what the body's saying? Boy, we must have some trouble ahead. Yeah. Store. There must be some bad times are coming, Jack. He wouldn't put this much in here. I don't know what's going on, but I guarantee you one thing. Ooh, Lord, recession coming, I guess. So build fat, come on. Because that's what the body said. There must not be provisions. So he's giving it to us all at one time. Ain't no use to burn it. Slow the metabolism down. Don't burn this up because it's gonna get bad, Jack. That's exactly what your body is saying when you're overeating. Because it wonders, why would you do that? It sends you a signal when it's had enough. It's called a little burp. But no, we don't eat because to get full, we eat because it tastes good. I think I have another little bite there. After a while, the body's going, hey, we're choking down here, man. In fact, it don't know what to do, so it says, man, I can't move. Let's get sleepy. Your body said, hey, I can't handle this. Shut him down. If he don't shut his mouth, he'll kill us. Is that true? Oh, yeah. But once you regulate it and you give it what it needs, you never have to worry about fat no more. Oh, I can't help it, Brother Jesse. I tried all them diets. You know, it's in the genes. It's outside the genes on this side over here. You ever seen someone wear jeans and some of this fat's hanging over that jean? Ha, man, just out that way. So how come you don't put that in? I try to put it, but it pop out. Same thing with men. Men don't, all they gotta do is put it over their belly, but most men say, oh no, I have to change pants size. So what I'm gonna do is put it under that belly. I wear a 32 waist pants, but I got a 94 belly. Now I get all around like this. Oh no, I ain't buying no bigger pants. You can forget that, Jack. Just put it underneath. Put it way underneath. That's the truth. I saw a guy that day. I looked at it. My God. We was in the airport. He's a Western guy, you know, wearing Western clothes. If he didn't have a 30-waist pair of jeans on, skin tight. His belly was this far. I said, he got to be, can't breathe. But he had it under that belly. Or that belly was just going before him. Now, you look at him from the back, little bitty guy. You turn around, man, like a crane. See, now what does he need in his life? A diet? No, that ain't going to work. He needs to understand the day the power came. You begin to rebuke the power of food in your life. And you do it through the name of Jesus.
I look about 60 years old, 58, because my hair's so white. But I'm going to be 54 in about a week, I think, right? Yeah, I'll be 54 years old. And thank you. You don't have to applaud, no. Now, I look much older than Jerry, yet Jerry's older than I am. But Jerry drinks all that green stuff. Yeah, and his hair's great. So every time I get around, somebody got something they want me to swallow. And I'm healthy. In fact, Dr. Cherry checked me out and told me, he said, Jesse, you're one of the healthiest men I've ever seen in my life. I said, boy, that's the truth. You've seen parts of me I ain't never seen myself. Wanted to check my colon. I said, listen, the Lord put that into the back so nobody could see it. I said, it's working fine. I used it this morning. Don't want nobody looking at my colon. Then when I saw what the kind of instrument he's going to use to look at it, I said, uh-uh. You're going to need a healing with that crazy thing. He thought that was funny. I was serious. Asked me all kind of private questions. Kathy ain't never asked me that stuff. I said, well, you want to be my wife? What about this? What about that? I said, everything fine. Are you telling me the truth? You think I'd lie to you? Well, no. Everything fine. Got to check your heart. Check my heart. Now, I got hair on my chest. You understand? You know how they put them little stickers? That hurts. So they put them little things on. They said, okay. I went, whoa, wait. I said, that hurts. Took 50 years or so to grow all that. Hang on. Let me help. I don't see how you women can put that glue on your leg. Put that stuff in your eye. Every time I see a commercial, I go in tongue. That's got to hurt. The other day I was watching Kathy shave her legs. I couldn't believe it. I walked in, and man, she fast. I'm going, wow, man, skin flying, blood going, clean leg. I said, Kathy, take your time. I don't do that with my face. How many of you men used to put toilet paper all over your face? Hold your hand up, come on. Did you know people could see that? A lot of men don't think people can see that. They walk out their house, they got all these little white specks. The other day I thought, Lord Jesus, he's 50s or something. The lady was cutting my hair. Then she grabbed my ear. I thought, what's she gonna do? She gonna cut my ear? And then she started cutting me and I heard this. I thought, good Lord. I said, what's that? She says, hair on your ears, Brother Jesse. I said, I got hair on my ears? She said, yeah, a lot of hair. I said, oh, okay. Then she looked at my nose. I said, don't touch that. Don't touch that. Well, you got one hanging out. Let it hang. Let me show you how to get rid of that. Just push that back. Do
Don't even consider jerking on that baby. I could care less about that stuff. Kathy said, your hair getting in your nose pretty thick. I said, she said, you want me to cut this scissor? No, no. So I went to Sharper Image. I'm gonna give Sharper Image a plug. They got a little machine about that big, son. I mean, it'll drill a hole in concrete. I ain't kidding. Jerry told me about that. Jerry said, get you one of them. No, I guess he saw them things hanging down there. Don't touch that, Jerry. Yeah, go down to Sharper, get you one of them things. So I got that thing. I thought, now what do I do? How do you do this? I read the direction. I said, okay. Zing. I went, oh. Look at that baby. It's clean, man. It working. Now, why are you saying that? Well, when I was young, I didn't have any of that. That was the seed time. Then progression time, it began to grow. And now harvest time, here comes the sickle. Oh.
The other day, me and Brother Roberts and Lindsay, we did a TVN program together. And I'll tell some of you, if you didn't see it, it was kind of funny. I needed to do a television production, what you call that, Kathy? Special, yeah. And so I called Cox Production Company. Cox gave it. They said, hey, Reverend, it'll cost you $50,000 to get this done. I thought, $50,000, my God, money? Why you got to have so much money? You know, $50,000. But I knew the Lord wanted me to do it because he birthed it in my spirit. So I thought, well, praise God, somebody got to pay for this. And I don't know anybody got that kind of money other than God. So, man, I came to this throne, put my Pentecostal robes on, and that sad look on my face. I'm not cutting the Pentecostals. Hang on a second. And I said, Lord, Lord. Oh, look, because Pentecostals pray loud, you know. Lord. Oh, God. I could just see him going, what? It's what? Is that the truth? I mean, they get into it, boy. You got to understand that. If you're from New Orleans, Louisiana, you got to be Catholic at least once. I mean, that's the way we were raised, you know. So I put it on, I did it, I said, Lord, God. He said, what? I said, Lord, you want me to do this television special? I need $50,000. And I thought he'd go, what's the matter with you? Gabriel broke his wing last week, man. We got trouble up here. We got to cut back, Jack. Think I just got $50,000 thrown around here and there? No, he didn't say that. He said, okay. The first thing I thought of, he ain't heard what I said. He thought I said $5. That's what he thought I said. He said $5. So I came back to him, Lord, listen to me, listen. Listen, I need $50,000. I just knew it was gonna shake him up. He said, okay. He ain't heard, he ain't listening. He think it's $50. That's what he think it is, $50. He ain't $50, $50,000. Boy, my soul's worn. Finally, I said, God. He went, what? I said, I need $50,000. He said, I told you, okay? I said, what? That don't bother you? I'll never forget this, true statement. He said, no. I said, that's a lot of money. That don't buy. He said, Robert just asked me for $5 million. Exact words. I told that on the phone. And then I heard God. I said, he did. He said, he did. I said, what'd you tell him? He said, I told him he could have it. Then that made me mad. I said, you mean to tell me you're going to give all Roberts $5 million and all you're going to give me is a lousy $50,000? You know what he said? According to your faith, so be it. I mean, I'm just standing struck in my study. He said, if I gave you $5 million right now, what would you do with it? I went. I put it in the bank. He said, you don't have a $5 million plan. You got a $50,000 plan. I can't give you something unless you got a plan. Boy, I learned something that day. I will never be caught without a plan. I got a $5 million plan. I got a $20 million plan. I did some math and I got a $173 million plan. It's called 600 ABC, CBS, NBC stations, 6,000 cable outlets across the whole stinking world. I got a plan. I'll never be caught without a plan again. Never. Now, you know, I got that $50,000. That was on a Tuesday. Thursday, I had it. Thursday, I had it. Praying on Tuesday. Thursday, I had it. Think about it. God's miraculous provision.
I love those funny stories God has given me over the years. Preaching for him is a blast, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not saved enough to be miserable. Listen, joy and laughter are important during these crazy times. But how can you be so full of joy? St. John 16:33. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Isn't that a blessing? You are winner going somewhere to win. People always ask me why I don't worry or get into fear. Now, that's an easy one to answer. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. My God shall supply all, not some, not a little bit, maybe limit. No, all my need, all of it, lock, stock, and barrel. The church always limits God, limits you, but you can have it all. Don't listen to them fools. I'm telling you, you can have it all because God's word is real. Am I preaching right now? I'm telling you, I'm enjoying myself. I had a wonderful question given to me from a man named Joey. He writes this. He says, Brother Jesse, I've been watching you on TV since I was 12 years old. Your sermon illustrations are funny and always have an impact on me. Do you remember the first sermon that God used humor in your teaching to minister to people? I certainly do, Joey. It was at Terrebonne Full Gospel Temple. First time I ever preached a sermon, I preached on Lazarus coming out the grave, man. People were falling on the floor laughing. I was so mad I could spit. I told Kathy, Kathy said, you funny, Jesse. I said, this ain't funny, woman. This is serious business. But I didn't realize that right then and there, God gave me humor. And I began to remember the things that have happened to me, and I began to put them in my sermons, and people just love them all over the world. Thank you, Joey, for sending in that question. That made me go back in time. Memories. Hallelujah. What a blessing of the Lord. Now, I want you to stay right there. Show's not over. I'll be back in just a moment to speak another word to you. We like to keep people informed here about what's going on at Jesse the Planet's Ministry, the different things that are happening, and we're always doing something. Ain't no lazy bones around here. No, no. Not even a lazy river. We ain't got one of those neither. So stay right there. I'll be back in just a moment to speak another word to you. Watch this and learn.
This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come.
Take it to the world. Take it everywhere. And let your light so shine.
You see, heaven is wonderful. It's a big place. Then I heard this, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. The Lord walked out and his children ran up to him and began to sing praises to him. He said, go tell my people I'm coming. I brought you here to tell you, go tell them I'm coming.
Heaven, close encounters of the God kind. The testimony that has changed lives all around the world. Order yours today at jdm.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is my most popular book I've ever wrote, and it's my July product offer. It's my book, Heaven, Close Encounters of the God Kind. This book right here is going to minister great joy and hope to you. It's about my trip to heaven and some of the most supernatural encounters I've had with the Lord. I'm telling you, this thing, I don't know how many have been so, it's been repented so much. It's just an amazing, and people that have got it said, Man, it shakes me to my shoes because it's real. If you'd like to get it, go to jdm.org for your copy. All the ordering information is right there, and you will be blessed. I say it every time. Partners, thank you. Without your faithful financial support, we couldn't do this. I mean, it costs a lot of money to run this ministry. Millions. I wish it was million, but it isn't. It's millions of dollars a month to run this thing. And you know what? In 48 years of preaching this glorious gospel, we've never had a financial deficit because of you. You hear me say it all the time. I trust you. I really do. You trust me, but we both trust God. Thank you for your faithful financial support. Nothing too small and nothing too big. You know, we got projects coming out the kazoo all the time. People are always saying, man, Jesse, are you ever going to retire? I don't think so. Every time I start getting close to the end where I think I can go, God gives me another big project. I mean, I got projects on my desk, and I tell you what, and we just pay cash for all of them. That's because of you. Every dollar given goes into world evangelism. We ask the Lord for every dollar given, give us a soul into the kingdom. I'm serious about this, ladies and gentlemen. I mean that sincerely. Been debt-free since 1982. Have no concept of debt whatsoever. You send $100, 100% of that goes into world evangelism. You send 1,000, you send 10,000, you send 1,000,000, and I've had people do that. 100% goes into world evangelism. Isn't that nice not to have any debt whatsoever at all? It's called good business. I protect your seed because I want a 100-fold return for you. Thank you, partners, for helping me touch people's lives. Don't miss next week's show, okay? I'll be back right here to speak another word to you. God bless you. Bye-bye. We have a great partner offer this month. It's titled, Is There Anything Too Hard for the Lord? This is one of our boardroom chats that will build your faith in God's goodness and power. Christians often limit God with doubt and unbelief. Why would you do that? It's time to exercise your faith completely and believe God for the impossible. Nothing's too hard for Him. Get your copy at jdm.org.
The Christian life is defined in one word, advance. It says never retreat, advance.
Don't miss this special Friday event in Nashville, Tennessee on August 9th.
Be strong and let your heart take courage. Believe the unbelievable and receive the impossible.
God, He's no respecter of person. If He'll bless people 4,000 years ago, He'll bless them today.
Special Friday event, August 9th in Nashville, Tennessee at Faith is the Victory Church.
What unrealized possibility you are looking at today? Maybe you don't have enough money. Maybe you want a new house. Oh, there's just no way we can have that. Maybe you want a new car. Oh, there's just no way we can have that. Oh, God, there's no. I'd love to be debt-free. Oh, there's no way we can have that. It's just impossible. No way. It's just no way. See, you don't realize the possibility that you're looking at if you put God on your side.